WMFO in Medford. Oh, that is not playing. I'm just having a bad luck here today. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the best in the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. We've got a two-hour show lined up for you today, include lots of music, recent release, along with some familiar tunes, but most of it you probably haven't heard before, which is why it's music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. In the first hour, I've got music from Shaggy, The Cars, and Vampire Weekend, plus new tunes from Shannon and the Clams, Hines, and the Decemberists, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Copacabana Club. This is Human, here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you. listening to TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Yeah. lips to lips. It was so divine. Yes, it seems like it's over, but forever
young. 91.5 WMFO. TK hanging here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss, banging our way into the first hour of today's show. Thanks for joining me here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. It's summertime, so not as many students around, so I decided to come in a little early today. So I'm probably going to do this with some frequency over the summer. But we finished up there with the opening set of the 10 o'clock hour with Shannon and the Clams. They are an indie garage punk quartet from Oakland, California. They're actually known for their vintage sound that incorporates elements of doo-wop, classic R&B, garage psych, and surf. So Shannon and Clams were drawn to, I guess, comparisons to Buddy Holly and the 60s girls groups, but I love these guys. Their new album is The Moon Is in the Wrong Place. It hits stores on May 10th. I played there for you the song called The Vow. I actually had a couple choices, but I ended up going with track number one there. By the way, they'll be playing Shannon and the Clams at the Sinclair on May 28th. I already have my ticket, so if you see a guy with a WMFO t-shirt on, come over and say hi to TK. Also in there, we had the Pom Poms going back to a single called Betty from 2015. Old Carolina from Shaggy, of course. Day Wave with a single called Drag, which came out in 2015. Copacabana Club, also with a single there called Human. See if I can get this to play now. No, it is not playing. I don't know what's going on here. Okay. I will read a public service announcement when I get the chance. I'll do that later on there. All right, let's keep it moving here. We've got the newest music from Hines. Hines is like a throwback lo-fi indie pop band. They're out of Madrid, Spain, fronted by Ana Garcia Barrote and Cosiales. The story goes that these two gals started the band. They met through ex-boyfriends. They formed the band after getting the best way back to the guys that dumped them. So it's been great therapy. They added a couple more ladies to the band, making it a foursome. Their new album is called Viva Hines, and it comes out on September 6th, I've got the album's pre-release single. This is called Boom Boom Back. Brand new music from Hines here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Yeah. 91.5 WMFO from the campus of Tufts University. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. That is brand new music from the Decemberists. They're just an amazing American indie rock band from Portland, Oregon, originally formed back in 2000. Colin Malloy, he is the force behind there, but the backup band is just amazing. I've been following them since their debut album, Castaways and Out and Cutouts, rather. That was all the way back in 2002. They are getting ready to release album number 9. It is titled As It Was, As It Ever Was, So It Will Be Again. It's due out June 14th. That is Burial Ground. Also in there, The Cars, going back to Shake It Up from 1981 with Since You're Gone. Heinz, along with Beck, helping out on vocals with Boom Boom Back. That is the pre-release single for their upcoming album, Viva Heinz. Well, we've got Medford's Porch Fest is returning June 1st. It's the second annual Porch Fest here at WMFO's hometown of Medford. It hits porches, driveways, and yards around the city on Saturday, June 1st. The rain date is Sunday, June 2nd. Homes and businesses around Medford will host live music performances from 12 noon to 5 p.m. free of charge and open to all, with a wide variety of acts spanning genres and neighborhoods. Porch Fest will bring the talent of our diverse city out into the open air while inviting neighbors out to meet, celebrate, and bring your city a little closer. If you want to sign up, you got to do it through May 20th at medford.porchfest.info. Check that out, Medford Porch Fest on Facebook or Instagram. I'm excited. I'm actually going to go myself. All right, we're going to keep it moving here with, what do I have? Oh, I have music from Art Fenneman. He's a.k.a. Luke Temple. He stitches together kind of art pop, Nigerian nightlife, world beat, and other less-known genres into what he describes as a musical quilt. This is from his album, The Be Good, The Crazy Boys, came out in November of last year. This is All I Can Do. It's the latest from Art Fenneman here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I am a mirror.
music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. You're tuning in to 91.5 WMFN, Freeform Radio from Tufts University. Finished up there with the latest from Fake a Smile. They're an alternative indie pop trio. They're from Bournemouth in the UK, now live in London. These three lads met before the pandemic, and then they were, the lockdown happened. They were, well, most of us were separated. These chaps hung together and released a single in 2020. It's been like a slow drip of singles here and there. They launched that tune, Prom Dress, which came out in April last year, and it was as a standalone single. Also in their Vampire Weekend, from their self-titled debut album from 2008 with A Punk and Art Feynman with All I Can Do. I want to remind you, I'll be doing another version of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. It airs Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. The first hour, it's the new release show. We focus on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second hour, well, it'll be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, along with some familiar tunes, some classics, but lots of new stuff as well. But most of it, you probably haven't heard it before, which is why it's music you might otherwise miss. Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. And give you a chance to come find your new favorite song with me. Speaking of new music, this is the latest from David. He stylized his name as D4VD. He just turned 19 in March of this year. Talented young man. He busted into the music scene when he was just 16 with a tune called Romantic Homicide. It rose to number 33 on the U.S. Billboard radio charts. And again, what a talented young man. I first found him with the tune Worthless, which came out last year. And then he launched his debut full-length album in May, which included Worthless. The album was called Petals to Thorn. And then he just released this new single. It's called Feel It. And it's from the original series, Invincible. So, new music from David here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you. music you won't hear anywhere else on the radio. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM, WMFO.
And right.